Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, I'm reliably informed that Sarah McInerney talks to her houseplants every single day, and she might be right because recent research suggests that talking to plants, yes, talking to them, can boost your well-being and help us cope with stress. So to tell us more about this, I'm joined by botanist Nolene Smith, conservation officer with the National Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin. Nolene, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'd just like to say that I'm actually from UCD at the moment. Yeah, I'm in UCD Horticulture.
Well, surrounded by beautiful plants there, my apologies. Do you talk to plants, Nolene?
Yeah, I always talk to plants. So I suppose there's two aspects of this study, really, from a scientific perspective, in that plants literally take up our hot air. So basically, they take in CO2 and they give us back oxygen. So basically, oxygen is what we need to oxygenate our blood, basically to fuel our bodies, to turn food into energy. So they literally provide the air that we breathe, but also the food that we eat, because the carbon they take out of the CO2, they turn it into carbohydrate, and then we eat that as food as well. So basically, yeah, they take up our hot air.
Okay, but in terms of communicating with plants, I mean, the research says it's good for your mental health. Is it? I mean, what do you say to plants?
Well, you can talk to them if you... or it doesn't get more non-judgmental than talking to a plant. I mean, they basically accept us as they are, and they definitely don't make any judgments. And I suppose, in a way, that's this. And then also, maybe being a plant parent, it kind of teaches you responsibility. You have to nurture something in order for it to grow. So if you kind of nurture it and it responds, well, then you get a very positive sense of achievement, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly does that. I've got, I'm on my second bonsai tree, Nolene. My first one didn't survive. I blame my husband for not watering it when I was away for a week, but he claims that it had got sick long before that. But it has actually taught me, like, despite the fact that I have two children, I should have been taught to nurture before I got the bonsai tree. It has actually taught me, you really need to watch them, don't you, and be careful with them and treat them very well. Like children.
Yeah, and they're also quite forgiving as well. Yeah, no, definitely, you do need, I mean, basically a plant parent, you're parenting it as well, and they are like children. But the only thing is, though, yeah, I suppose we don't often starve our children, which is quite good. So we definitely we don't not water them, you know.
Question
so I suppose maybe starting
often,
with
Nolene.
The bonsai, starting with the bonsai and moving to the children might be the
Might have been a better way around. But one thing that I do find actually, which is interesting, because I don't have any green fingers or any of that inclination at all. I just have the tree, and that's all I have. But I find it very calming to prune it. And I find that when I'm very stressed or if there's a lot going on in my life, it doesn't get pruned, and I can see it out of the corner of my eye, and it's sort of an indication as to how things are going in my life. But when I do take the time, it's very nice and quiet, and like I don't talk to it actually, but I find pruning it very calming.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like being around them. So, I mean, there's various studies in 2009, the smell of pine needles was found to increase your serotonin and reduce your cortisol levels. So, you know, if you go out to a forest, you smell that lovely smell. So you're combating stress. So they've actually measured stress in people. And by you pruning your plant, you're doing something mindful in a way. Your stress level will come down. And in the UK, I mean, in the NHS, community nurses prescribe visits to gardens and being around plants, and it's like a positive mental health, and people who've been surveyed reported huge increases in mental health and positivity.
Can I ask you briefly, because this study also talked about people kissing and hugging the plants. Now I can actually get on board with hugging a tree. I could get on board with that. But kissing one?
Well, I suppose, yeah. They do have little lips called stomata, which they take in the CO2 through, which are quite cute to look at under a microscope. Their little lips open and close. So I suppose once you see that down a microscope, you can kind of see that instead of having one pair of lips, they have actually hundreds of little pairs of lips on the underneath surface, and they're actually very cute watching them open and close. Yeah.
Wow.
I tell you, it's an education. Nolene, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Nolene Smith, botanist at UCD.